What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Thank you guys for tuning in. It's BXY Mornings. There is a story of a kid who DoorDashed food to his bedroom window at 2:30 a.m. so his parents wouldn't find out about it.
Right.
And then I heard a story of another kid that took his parents' car in the middle of the night, picked up friends, and then accidentally drove that car into a nearby river, which is so tough. And there's two types of parents here, right? You have people like my father that would have made me dig my own grave in the backyard. And then you have parents that sound like this. Douglas, what were you thinking, buddy? You know, your mother and I just got that new car. Well, as long as you're safe, but no phone tomorrow. You're grounded, mister. Right?
So tough.
Yeah, it's so tough. And then Breezy and I, we started talking yesterday after the show, after I'm reading the stories, and we have this conversation about some of the dumb things we did that our parents never, ever found out about.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things? If you have one, please share it. 585-252-9800. Breezy, I know your parents listen to this show religiously.
Yeah.
So I felt like, you know, it'd be best if you go first.
Right. Well, this wasn't really even like so much my parents, but I like royally screwed up. I went to college in Syracuse area, and my family lives out there. I have an aunt, an uncle, three cousins who live out there. And I would like very much so go to their house all the time, like to do laundry, to eat dinner, because it was so close to my dorm. And one time they were out of town and I was at their house just lounging, doing what I needed to do. And I must have like gone outside or something.
Smoking that kush.
And I never shut the sliding glass door.
Right.
And I went back 3 days later to get my laundry that I had put in and the door was open. And I was like, oh my God.
The sliding door.
For 3 days.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, like I'm an idiot. Thank God. Like they didn't come home to that. Like,
right.
You know, whatever. Flash forward. There ended up being a chipmunk in their house.
So,
and they're like, how
you.
Did this get in here, Breezy? I'm like, I wasn't even there.
You denied it.
Yeah. Fully.
Did you feel bad about it?
I mean, I think they know it was me, regardless of anything
course.
That I say.
They know you're a liar.
That's
so tough.
So, not great.
I have one coming in from Trish right now. What did you do growing up that your parents never found out about? That one big thing. Trish says, good morning, guys. I was in competitive cheer, and when the weather was nice, I would forge my mom's writing and tell the school I was needing to be excused after lunch to go compete. And then I would just go home, lay out, and smoke cigarettes while my parents were at work. And I did this my entire junior and senior year of high school.
Oh, my God. How did you never get caught?
That's a great question.
Not the cigarette smoking. That's crazy. One time, I was at a party that I wasn't supposed to be at, the town over. I was in high school, I think. Maybe college. I don't know. And the cops came and everyone scrammed like little mice, right? And for whatever reason, I got caught from the cops. Like, not caught, but like stopped. And we were chatting. I wasn't like in trouble or anything, but they did bring me home in a cop car at 2 a.m.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But my parents never woke up.
What a scene.
I know. I was like, can you drop me off like a couple blocks away? Yeah.
No, we'll pull up right to the front door here. Don't
Thank
you worry
you
about
so
it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. What about you?
I can't really think of, it wasn't so much when I was.
It was perfect, so.
It really wasn't so much when I was younger. It's what I did when I moved away. When I was younger, I think the only thing I did was, which really pissed my mom off because she knew I was lying. I had acne in like freshman year of high school.
Oof.
So I would steal my mom's expensive foundation and use it as cover up. Mm. And she would always go missing for like expensive makeup. And I, of course, it was me. I took it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was
not you contouring in your bedroom.
I know. Yeah. Back in 2012, my second year in LA, I was really hard up for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I did something that's pretty frowned upon by, of course, my parents, but mostly the police.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I've never shared this story.
Are you
story.
Incriminating yourself live on air right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I got okay. It was a while back. All I got right. No problem.
All right.
It was tough times, you know. But I was a PA assistant. I was helping shoot this new reality show called Paparazzi.
Okay.
And it was basically, we'd go to all these celebrity homes and we'd film the paparazzi doing their thing.
Okay.
Dirty.
So you were the paparazzi to the paparazzi.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, one of the paparazzis I became close with, I knew, he knew I was kind of going through like a really tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of befriended me and he goes, yo, meet me at the Starbucks near your place. I want to talk with you. So I meet him and he says, you need to make a quick buck. And I was like, yeah, kinda. He goes, I have a couple guys who need a package delivered. Are you willing to pick it up and take it to where it needs to go? I said, I think so. So he
you
gives me the address.
Drugs across the Mexican border.
I picked this package up from a home near those. I know that not everyone's familiar with LA, but it
right.
was near a place called Englewood. And I walk.
Safe or not safe?
Where I was
Roll
was sketchy.
Roll the dice.
I walk into this home and it looks like a scene from every good cop, bad cop movie, right? You had three guys on the couch drinking a 40. One guy asking me who I am, what I know. Hands me a JanSport backpack, okay? Says, don't open it. Take it to this location. Once you hand it to the guy that's supposed to get it, he'll pay you. I said, oh, okay. So I drive there. It took me 40 minutes with traffic, of course. And I hand it to the guy, and I'm in like a Dairy Queen parking lot, okay? He hands me an envelope, I hand him a backpack, and I leave. And I'm at a red light, I open the envelope, and it's like $1,000 in cash. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm rich.
Oh my
no,
God.
I'm loaded. No, I'm loaded.
Calling my friends, guys, dinner's on me tonight.
No, I've recently come to some money.
I've come to some money, and quickly, I knew what had just... You ever seen the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood? That was a scene from The Mule, okay? That's what happened. And I'm panicking but excited at the same time. I'm like, this could
like,
never.
I can pay my rent this month.
This could never, ever happen again. This can never happen
Went
again.
Went on to happen five more times. Did it?
No.
Oh.
One and done.
$1,000 cash, though.
Let's go over there.
On tax is great.
You under the table? That's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer says, when I was 11, I played dentist with my little brother and accidentally pulled his loose tooth, told my parents it just fell out. They bought it. Chrissy says,
happened.
Hey guys, I had a ghost hunting business with my cousin. We charged neighborhood kids a buck to investigate our own basement. We made $14.50 plus a Capri Sun, but we would use my parents' basement to do this. I don't see the harm in that, though.
You're an entrepreneur.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave said, I used to fake being sick just to stay home and watch The Price is Right and Ricky Lake and then go into some very naughty chat rooms.
Oh
I bet you did, Dave.
God, Dave.
That was me in seventh grade.
Wavy Davey. The chat rooms are crazy.
And then I have Laura texting in. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Accidentally broke grandma's angel figurine when I was 8, glued it back together, rotated it so no one saw the crack. It stayed like that for years. You ever break something of grandma's? I did.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Try super gluing it back together?
I'm just like panicking.
I broke.
Like, I can't disrespect my elders like
I
that.
I know. I broke this really hideous horse my grandma had on the end table. And I tried putting it back together, and she was devastated. She called my mom bawling. Oh, my God, I felt bad. You would have thought I accidentally killed the dog.
Why do grandmas have no sense of interior design?
None.
It's, like, really bad.
None.
There's, like, gnomes everywhere.
No, the plastic, like, on the couch.
Yes, I'm like...
Everything's made of wood paneling.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here? Like,
why is every room a different color?
Grandma used to microwave bacon, and, like, that's how she would make it. I'm like, can we just put it on the frying pan?
My grandmother used to microwave Polish sausage.
I'm sure that smelled great.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Heritage Christian. Seems like all we're hearing about these days is one word. Tariffs. 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 And, like, what does that even mean, right? What is that going to do for us? How is it going to impact me? How is it going to impact my community? Well, the answers to your questions are here right now, specifically when it comes to restaurants. So if you're in Webster and you like comfort Italian food, Nucci's Italian Seafood Steakhouse on Ridge Road is one of the places to go. And Nick Nucci is kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, our boy Nucci.
He said many of these ingredients and products that we're serving here at our restaurant are imported. Facing global sweeps from tariffs from President Donald Trump's White House, it's very concerning if we're even going to be able to keep our doors open. Wine is one of them. Beer is another. Some of the seafood items that we get, it's all a little bit concerning. And the National Restaurant Association is now applying for new tariffs at current scales that would only create distribution for the owners of the people that are bringing them out, but not the owners of the restaurants. Because without these or with these in place, it would be really hard for these restaurant owners to keep their restaurant doors even open. Calling it a dice roll. Gonna have to see.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Like, he's comparing it to how they had to go through all those changes during COVID and high inflation. It's going to be the same type of thing for restaurant owners. If they decide to do another increase in market, we'll see what these tariffs have to do. But right now, I'm not going to push the panic button until it's absolutely necessary. We just saw something on TV.
Yeah, running shoes.
It was just like telling you how it would affect you. So if you go buy a pair of running shoes for $150, it would, with a new tariff in place, it would be $230.
$230 on a pair of sneaks that aren't even Jordans.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
They're like from Payless. It's like, okay.
No, thank you. It's good. Listen, the biggest impact is obviously on our wallets, as we know, on our 401ks.
But, like, if these restaurant owners have to raise their prices,
well, of
then
course.
We have to, the prices of the actual meals are going to be raised too. And it's like, well, I'm not going out to eat. You know what I mean? So it's really tough.
Just when I thought last year alone, I'm like, you know what? 2025 is going to be a good year. That's the year I close on my first home. Right, of course.
Right.
All right, guys. Time to give away tickets to go see Kesha live in concert July 31st at Darien Lake. Call us now to be caller 8 for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
585-252-9800. You know the number. Breezy is on the board with 13 wins and 22 losses. Your chance to beat her is coming up next. Caller 8, good luck.
Favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
That's right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see our girl Kesha coming to Darien Lake July 31st. Tickets go on sale Thursday, you guys, at Ticketmaster. Bro, you have the chance to win them first right here on PXY Mornings. Breezy, you're on the board with 13 wins and 22 losses.
Tough.
That's
tough scene.
It's been a bloodbath, needless to say. All right. We need caller 8. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hey, this is Kim.
Kim, where are we calling from this morning?
Rondacoy. Excited to be here.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, Kimby.
Hey, Kim. You're caller number 8.
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, I love Kesha.
You love Kesha. You're going head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who is leaving the room. But before she does, let's talk some trash.
I'm gonna beat you, girl. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, all right. Let's get right into it. The rules are very simple, Kim. You get 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. Kesha tickets are on the line. Question one.
All right.
Okay, she's gone. Question number one. Kim, the iconic number 5 perfume was created by who?
Chanel.
Question number two. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Is that your final answer?
The capital of the U.S.? Yeah, that's my final answer.
Okay, let's go to question number three. I need you to finish the lyrics to this popular Kesha song. Ready, and...
Because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like...
Unless they look like Mick Jagger. Unless they look like Mick Jagger.
And question four, how many tablespoons are in one cup?
Eight.
Going with eight? All right, locking you in.
Sure.
Locking you in for eight.
That seems wrong, but sure.
Well, time's up anyways. All right, let's go to question number five. Last question, Kim. What kind of animal was Geoffrey, the longtime mascot for Toys R Us?
Lion.
All right, no. Let's bring Breezy back into the room.
Giraffe. He's a giraffe. Is me a giraffe? Oh, my God. He's Joffrey the giraffe. Is me?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, no. Yeah, giraffe.
All right, we're going with giraffe. Let's bring girl. Hey, Breeze, come on back in. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to tally these up and see how well our girl Kim did. We are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 4 out of 5.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, stay right there, Kim. This is for Kesha tickets. Breeze, mm-hmm. I believe in you today.
Right. Let's go.
Okay, question number one. The iconic number 5 perfume was created by who?
Dior.
Question number two. Breezy, what is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Let's go to question three. Breezy, I need you to finish the lyrics to this popular Kesha song.
Because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like
Mick Jagger. I sound just like her.
Question four. Breezy, huge chef energy over here.
Massive.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
I think 8.
That's your final answer.
Yeah.
Question 5. Breezy, what kind of animal was Geoffrey, the longtime mascot for Toys R Us?
Oh, an elephant. Love. Absolutely love.
Yes, sounds like you do. Okay, let's go over to... Hey, Kim, you still there?
No, it was a giraffe.
I'm so sorry.
It was a giraffe.
Time is up. All right, Kim, how do you think you did compared to our girlfriend?
Why does this keep happening?
I think I won, but I get her. I have similar questions.
Okay, all right. Why don't we go ahead? By the way,
damn it.
Yes, you 100%. You did win it. You're going to catch up.
Oh my God, my friends are going to be so excited.
Who are you bringing with you?
My son, Clayton. Okay. I already texted him.
I just want to let you know, Kim, that I'm happy for you, but Breezy is pissed right now.
So no, let's run through the giraffe.
Let's run through the board.
I knew it.
The iconic number 5 perfume was created by who? That is Coco Chanel. Yes, Breezy said Dior. Question number 2, Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States. Yes, it's Mick Jagger. You both got that correct for Kesha's song. How many tablespoons are in a cup? The answer is 16. You both said 8.
Interesting.
And yes, Geoffrey was the mascot of Toys R Us. Breezy originally went with elephant. I'm so sorry. And then corrected herself. It was too late.
Well, what was it?
What
was it? You didn't say what it was. Was it a giraffe?
Yeah, I said it was a giraffe.
You said Geoffrey.
Geoffrey the giraffe was the mascot for Toys R Us. Hey,
I said lion at first, so I get you.
This just keeps happening.
So annoying.
Okay, Kim, say my name is Kim from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Kim from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
98PX.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.